Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Ross Marquand.
This is Cooper Andrews.
Hi, my name is Coleman Domingo.
Hey, I'm David Morrissey.
Hey there, I'm Greg Nicotero, and you are listening to
the Cynic Radio Podcast. Now, your hosts, Igri and Cynic.
Good evening, everybody, and thanks again for joining us for another edition of Cynic Radio Live on this Monday, July 2nd, for a very special and our first ever Walking Dead cast roundtable discussion. Each of our guests tonight have been on the show some several times, and they're here to shed some insight, share some stories, and hopefully some laughs, and most importantly, answer your calls live. So give us a call at 657-383-0347. It's going to be a good time, and it all starts now. IJ, you ready to do this thing?
Yeah, let's kick this pig. It's summertime, sun's out, guns out. I'm ready. You know, The Walking Dead isn't coming back for another couple of months, but I'm always thinking about it.
Yeah, I am too. And we have a packed house, and we've got a lot of people, and they've been on the show, some of them several times, a lot of information to and a lot of insight to give, and they're frankly really nice people. So let me go ahead and introduce everybody. Steven, why don't you tell our fans and listeners about you and your career?
Oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah, my name's Steven Sweet. I started out doing media at cons and stuff, like Walker Stalker cons. I got lucky enough to be on the show for a little bit during season 7 as a savior worker. I worked with a lot of the guys that are on here today. I also work for Atlanta Movie Tours. I do tours down there. And I do the social media for the Woodbury Shop and Nick and Norman.
Steven has got his finger on the pulse, IG, of what is Walking Dead at this point, because he's always in town. He sees everything that's going on, and he's been on the show. Brandon, why don't you tell everybody about yourself?
Hey, guys. My name's Brandon Hardison. I've been working on The Walking Dead season 7, season 8. I'm a walker in season 7 and a savior in season 7, also in season 8. And I can't really talk about what's going on in the new season, but, you know, you won't be disappointed. I'm a videographer for an NBC TV station. I've been there for going on 18 years. I'm also a licensed charter boat captain. I also have my Part 107 drone, commercial drone license, so I can fly drones commercially now. And, you know, I've been a Walking Dead fan since day one, and, you know, here we are. And I didn't know I was going to get lucky enough to be on the show, and got lucky.
How about you, Jeff?
Hey, my name is Jeff Wagner. I have been on season 8 of The Walking Dead. I played a savior, a dead shrapnel savior, a dead savior. Just moved to the Hampton area, and I am a commercial manager at a local O'Reilly's here.
And just in case you don't remember, Lauren's been on the show before. Lauren, tell everybody about yourself.
I'm Lauren. I'm from Carrollton, Georgia. I was on season 8 for Walking Dead. I was one of the scavengers that got killed off. Currently the only thing I do, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I still do, or trying to do some more filming, but other than that, all these other guys are a lot more awesome than me.
Nobody's more awesome than you. All right, let's get going with the questions. Steven, I'm going to open it up to you. Georgia has always been a popular filming location, but do you feel that The Walking Dead put Atlanta on the map?
I don't know. I would say yes. It definitely puts Sonoya on the map. Sonoya down where they film. You're going to hear it called Sonoya and Sonoya, and that's from the locals too. It definitely put them on the map, but there was so much filmed there before The Walking Dead. People are amazed when they come see it. Movies like Fried Green Tomatoes, Driving Miss Daisy. There's several others I can't even think of right now. But as far as Atlanta also, on the Atlanta Movie Tours and stuff, we have like a Best of Atlanta and my mind's blown all the time at all the stuff that is filmed here that I had no idea was filmed here. So, I mean, The Walking Dead definitely brought the attention enough to have tours and stuff like that, and I don't know, a lot of it is attributed to the fandom of The Walking Dead.
Well, explain Sanoa to the fans, Stephen, since you practically live there and a lot of people haven't been there. What exactly is going on in the town?
Oh, it's weird. I started going there, you know, a while back before everybody really knew that they filmed there. Sonoya, the main strip of Sonoya is Woodbury. I mean, that's what they use for Woodbury. There is a Woodbury, Georgia. But it didn't have the downtown and the water tower that they really wanted. They had a location scout come out in Frank Dare Mountain. They just fell in love with the town, and it just so happened that right outside of town, well, it's actually in town pretty much, there was a neighborhood called the Gin Property that was almost identical to Alexandria in the comics. And I don't think they really planned that far ahead, but it just so happened to be perfect. But yeah, there's all kind of stuff going on now. From when I first started coming, there's buildings and businesses that were empty that are now thriving. I mean, there was lots of vacant lots in town, and a lot of those you saw as locations in the show, like the Woodbury Town Hall in the show. That was just a set prop. It was in a vacant lot there. They built that just for filming. You walked in the front door and then walked right back outside. It was flat. So, I mean, the town, it's grown so much. And the locals seem to mostly embrace it.
Well, IG and I were down there for Walker Stalker. We made a trip down there. We didn't get a lot of time there. IG, what did you think of the town in general?
No, I thought it was amazing. It's, you know, I'd been to Atlanta real briefly back in the early 90s, just spent part of a day there. And the difference between then and now was drastically different. It's really just got a lot of things coming there, a lot of better eating and culture and everything else that you could think that a city could want. And that's just in Atlanta. Now, I didn't get out to Sonoma, but, you know, anytime I go back, that's kind of be high on my list of places to go just because it's so steeped in The Walking Dead. But I can't say enough good things about Atlanta. It's really a great place. The only downside was we happened to be there in basically the coldest stretch of time in October that they'd had in basically forever. But other than that, it was a great time. I had a blast there.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Right outside of Atlanta, but it's such a small town. I mean, you have to drive out of town a little bit to go to a Walmart or a McDonald's, but it's got so much good dining. And it's more about just the people, too. I mean, they kind of embrace me. I drive from almost Chattanooga when I have to go work down there, which is 3 or 4 days a week. I do a lot of it from home. But, I mean, I make that drive because I love the town. I love the people. They've kind of taken me in. I know just about everybody there, from city councilmen, you know, to the people that run the shops. We all know each other and get along. And they're just real opening and hospitable.
Brandon, you're from down there. You're from that general area. What is it about Georgia that drives Hollywood to the South?
I'm from North Carolina. So,
the general area.
Yeah, the general area. It's just, you know, we just the locations. You know, it's not many times you can go from, you can shoot a cityscape, you can turn around, shoot countryside. You have all aspects of everything that they need. You have the production facilities. You have Tyler Perry Studios, the old Raleigh Movie Studios, which is AMC Vault. I forgot what they called it now, but they changed the name of it. That you've got other movie facilities downtown, and here in North Carolina, all the films that we had all the Iron Man movies, we had Under the Dome, we had Six, which is moved to Vancouver, Washington, but you know, all of our filming and incentives and tax breaks here in North Carolina just left. So 90% of your filming now is in Georgia. But I think, you know, versus what they have going on in California compared to what it is in Georgia, you know, California you have the desert scapes, but now everybody wants to see, you know, just like the stories about little small towns, you know, different TV shows, and they're all filmed in, you know, just eastern Georgia. I mean, it's really cool. Everything's going on. You can go from one town to the next town to the next town. And almost every town you go to, there's somebody filming on each corner now.
Well,
I think there were like 40 some movie productions last year.
And that's the thing, too. I mean, it used to be New York. New York was the centerpiece of Hollywood. If it wasn't shot in California, it was shot in New York. And then it kind of moved up to Canada because it was cheaper to shoot there. And now it seems to be all migrated south. And I understand that they cut them a lot of great tax breaks. There's a lot of great incentives. And you can't find a nicer group of people than Georgia. If you go anywhere in this country, Georgia is one of the nicest states in the country. I mean, and that what's going on in that town, it's basically become the Walking Dead capital. You know, when you have Norman Reedus and Greg Nicotero open up a restaurant in your town, as well as it being a shooting set, and then Alexandria, I was kind of shocked myself how close the sets were together, how close Woodbury was to Alexandria, because you could stand in the middle of Woodbury and look down the street and see Alexandria. So I was really happy with everything going on there, and I hope that continues even after filming that area or even filming for The Walking Dead kind of stops. Jeff, would you have pursued acting if it required you to relocate to New York or California?
Ooh, I don't know. That's tough. I just moved here to Georgia probably, 3 weeks ago, and I love it here. I don't know if I would move.
How about you, Lauren?
Oh, no. I like Georgia too much. I don't like cold places. I mean, California is warm, but still, I'm good.
Yeah, it really is a fish out of water tale. I mean, whenever me being from the north, when I go to the Midwest or when I go to the south, it is a lot of culture shock. What about you, Brandon? Would you relocate if your career required it?
Now, there's so much opportunity in this area. You know, I've been to California. I've been to Washington State. I've been to Arizona, New Mexico, and all those places. And, you know, I mean, say if you're in Georgia, you're within just a few hours of Florida. You know, you have like conditions like the Bahamas have just in Florida. So, you know, it'd be kind of crazy to, you know, to move to a different state when you have all these opportunities in this area. And I mean, everybody's cool. You know, I love working on The Walking Dead and you know, we got some more shows, this big shows coming up, and we're all going after those. And you know, that's going to be some of the next big things coming out shortly.
Well, I can't wait to see what crops up from that area going forward. IG, you've been a big fan of The Walking Dead for a long time. I've been a big fan. When you start seeing these guys kind of crop up on social media from the show, I mean, these last couple seasons have been the absolute year of the background actor. I mean, would it make you want to move to someplace so you could get on a show like The Walking Dead, or would you kind of pass and wait till the Minnesota shifts to the filming landscape?
You know, I can't honestly say that it hasn't crossed my mind. You know, having been to Georgia, I don't know if I'd want to live in Atlanta, because I lived in Columbus for a little while, and it was pretty good. A couple other places I heard good things about. And I guess if I wanted to move there, I would want to move to a smaller place, maybe like Sonoma, which would put me right in the heart of everything. Thought has crossed my mind, you know, just even getting a one-off gig on there where I only get it to be on there as a walker one time might just be a lot of fun, but I don't know. I mean, there would have to be a lot of opportunity, and like it'd have to be basically just handed to me on a silver platter to move at this point, I think. I'm just too comfortable in my life the way it stands right now.
Steven, I saw the pictures of you with Tom Cruise, which I was absolutely blown away about. Were you a fan of The Walking Dead pre-casting? Like, how big? Were you just kind of a medium fan, or were you a super fan, and what was your reaction to being casted?
Oh, no, I was a super fan. I've been a fan since day one. You know, I heard about the book. I heard it took place in Georgia. That's what first attracted attracted me to it. And then, you know, the show came out and it's filmed and based in Georgia at first. And that made it even better. I'm a fan before anything. I'm far from an actor. My main goal was to get on this show if it was just for a second. That's all I wanted to do. You know, I really wasn't trying to pursue a career in acting or anything like that. Luckily enough, I was able to, you know, work my way to getting on there. It took a while. Like you said, these last few years have kind of been, you know, the years of the background actors, because before it was really hard to get in the background on this show. I submitted for, I'd say, a year and a half, 2 years, and didn't hear anything. I did a show before with the casting agency just to kind of get my name in there. You know, and that was all just to get on the show, pretty much. The stuff that's come up after that, it's just kind of icing on the cake. You know, most of it, they've reached out to me because they needed a particular type, like a tall guy, redheaded tall guy with a beard. You know, and somehow I get recommended, and they reached out to me for the few projects I've done after The Walking Dead. Like I said, it's just something you can't say no to, really. But I'm definitely a Walking Dead head big time. I always have been.
How about you, Jeff? Were you a fan pre-casting?
Yeah, I've been a fan since day one. And same thing with Steven. Like, I've been trying to get on for about three and a half years until last season.
What was your reaction to finally breaking through and being a savior?
I bet I probably woke up the neighbors that night when I finally got casted for it. And
you woke me up.
I could thank Brandon for that.
That's so you got a little help, which is always good. I mean, I remember my first interview with a member of the cast, and I was floating, so I can't imagine what the feeling is to being casted on the show. How about you, Lauren?
Oh, I've always loved it. Downside, I haven't seen most of season 8, but every time it comes on Netflix, I definitely catch up on it.
Brandon, what was your favorite moment on set so far, excluding the season, because we know you can't talk about it? And have you had any memorable interactions with the main cast?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, when a lot of times when you go to break or they go, hey, we just walk outside, whatever, getting ready to film another scene. If they're shooting one angle and you're behind them, they may tell you to step out for a second, and we'll just be standing around. And, you know, obviously they tell you, you know, don't talk to the cast members, those type of things, unless they interact with you. But you'll just be standing out there, and here goes Norman Reedus just walking up to you, just having a conversation, you know, just about anything. I don't even remember why I talked to him last time. He was out smoking a cigarette, and he just come up talking to us. And, you know, I've worked several scenes with Andrew Lincoln, and he'll walk up, and especially when you're a walker, he'll walk up to you, and he just, like, eyeballs everybody. He stares across and just looks at everybody's makeup. And then he just starts talking to everybody, telling them, you know, thank you very much for being here. You know, thank you for being here. If it wasn't for you guys, you know, we wouldn't have these scenes. And JDM, you know, real cool guy, man. He'd have a conversation with you. I haven't had any run-ins. I mean, everybody's been really, really nice to work with. One of my favorite scenes I got to work on was episode 100. The 801, that was really fun. I got to be a walker in that scene, and that's when we had that was 801. I'm everything kind of collides and goes together now once you start working. I've been a walker about 40 times. I've been a savior, I think, eight or ten times. Me, Jeff, and Steven worked on set together before, and you know, just off the top of my head, I'm just trying to remember which one. I did this scene when Father Gabriel and JDM goes into mobile home and we go after him. I was one of the walkers that was right against the wall getting crushed by the hundreds of walkers that was pushing against trying to get to this mobile home. Oh, my God, I've never had so many bruises on my body ever.
Have you been killed on screen before?
Yes, I have. And then one episode, it was episode 805. They had the scope shot. I believe it was Morgan was looking through a scope at the sanctuary, and that's when they realized that all the walkers were being killed. This is when they were trying to use them to take over the sanctuary. And then they were like, oh, no, all the walkers are dead. Well, I got to be one of the walkers. They brought me out, laid me on the ground, and Greg Nicotero came up to me and just started dousing buckets of blood on me. I had about 3 5-gallon buckets of blood thrown on me. And then the bee started trying to go after me because it's made out of Karo syrup and food coloring.
But that talk was, about a day at work.
Yeah, a lot of fun, though, you know, just get to being on that set. You know, you have a lot of long hours. I know me and Steven worked a couple before that. We would start at 5, 6 o'clock in the morning filming, and we wouldn't get out till 12:30 after midnight.
So You've been a walker, you said, about around 40 times. What's the process like?
It just depends on what walker you're picked for. If they have different walkers. They have the walkers that are right up front. They get killed on camera. They have contact lenses. They're called hero walkers. Then your next walker is called a mid-walker. That'll be your people that are spray-painted. They may have some cool blood coming out of the side of your face. They may give you contact lenses, but that's called a mid-plus. If you're one of those walkers, you get painted completely white, then they go back and they spray you down with fake blood. They put blacks, purples, they'll draw veins on you. And then they have the masked walkers. The masked walkers are right behind the mid-walkers. And all that is they'll usually pick people with long hair to cover up the back of the mask because it's just a full front face with a strap on the back of it. And then in the very, very back, they'll just have people with no makeup on, but you'll have clothes on. And that's called, I think they just call those, it's not mids, but just people in the background milling around. One of my episodes, I was one of those walkers towards the back, and I accidentally slipped all the way to the front, and I made it through the scene. And then people started posting photos, and they actually thought I was a whisperer. And it kind of went viral on the internet, and I saw people in England sharing the photo. They were like, is this a fresh kill, or is this a whisperer? So I thought that was kind of cool, but no, I just slipped in for that one.
Steven, what about The Walking Dead has captured the fans' imagination and inspired such deep loyalty? I mean, being over there in Sonoma, you see it almost daily.
I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's just the fandom, man. It's like a family. It really is. I've made a ton of friends, you know, from all over, and they'll all come to Sonoya. They all come to the Walker Stalker Con. For the most part, everybody's super supportive. I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's just a great show, great characters. I can't think of anything in particular, you know, just besides it being such a great material, source material.
What do you think, IG? What do you think it is about the show that has driven people just batty? I mean, it became the number one show on TV. It's been reigning for 8 years. Even though the ratings have declined, they've slipped a little. People are still just – we've been at Walker Stalker. We've seen the Walking Dead madness. What do you think it is about the show?
Well, honestly, for me, I think it's all about the struggle. It's all about humanity and how it's able to survive in such turmoil. I mean, it really kind of reaches out and touches you in a different place and kind of brings out, you know, like faith. I mean, the things that we're going through now seem trivial comparatively. So, I mean, I think it's a good release from, you know, it's a suspension of disbelief. It's a place that you can kind of separate yourself from everything. But really, you can just see the struggle and you can see how even in the worst of times, you can have the best people show up and be there and do the right things. And yet there are times in the show where the people that are supposed to be doing the right things end up not, but then they go through grief periods, you know? So it's very realistic and it just gives people hope, I think. I mean, maybe I'm a little too preachy about it, but that's what I see in it.
Yeah, we're huge fans and I completely echo IG sentiment. Guys, I'm going to ask you all this because I think it's hilarious and I would be like a little kid on Christmas every single time I was on set. But Lauren, I'm going to start with you. Obviously, we know that you're bound by NDA and you're just legally bound not to talk about it. But did you find it hard not to talk about it with your friends and your family when you came home from set, the things that you saw?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was, like, completely giddy. And everybody's like, well, what was it like? What was it like? And I'm like, well, it was awesome, but I can't tell you about it. And they would try to, you know, get me to tell them and try to bribe me with it. They're like, oh, come on, you can tell me. I won't tell anybody. I'm just like, just wait till the episode comes out.
Yeah, I'm not about to get sued. How about you, Jeff? Did you have a hard time, or did you want to whisper in your significant other's ear what you saw?
I kind of did have a hard time with it, only because, like, some of my real close friends, I couldn't really tell them what was happening. I had a lot of people ask. I get the same thing. You know, we won't tell anybody. Like, you know, we're best friends. I'm like, I can't, you know, I don't want to take a chance in getting blacklisted and not being able to come back on the show.
Yeah, it really isn't worth it. How about you, Steven? I mean, you did some great emoting during some of the sanctuary scenes. Did you have a hard time not, you know, telling your friends and family?
Of course, yeah. It was hard. Of course, they knew I was working on something I really liked and stuff, but I never, you know, most of them respected it and didn't really ask. The people that I did tell, I mean, not, you know, any details or anything, but that I was working. I mean, they didn't really ask for anything like that, but it was super hard. Like I said, I was a huge fan. It completely blew my mind when I got to go down there. When I did film my first two times filming, it was for the episode The Cell, season 7, episode 3, the Easy Street episode, which thank goodness they did not play Easy Street on set. They added that in post. But, yeah, when I went down there that time, I got really lucky because it was only two background guys there. So I got really close interactions with Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Austin Emilio, and Norman Reedus. When I first got to set, they sent me the hair and makeup, and it wasn't 5 minutes later, Jeffrey Dean Morgan sat down right beside me. And that was my first time ever meeting him. I've met him at Walker Stalker Con since. But you know how hard it was not to come back and say, you know, I just had a conversation with Jeffrey Dean Morgan for, you know, 10, 15 minutes.
Bring your chairs in here, dummy. Come on.
I personally feel that today's background talent is tomorrow's A-lister. Brandon, do you generally feel that the background talent is treated well, and are they respected by the crew?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, all these people, man, everybody we work with on set, everybody's been real cool. And, you know, they treat us like gold out there. Anything we need, I mean, they give it to us. You know, we get good meals. We get food while we're on set. If you get hot, we've got our own. They got a paramedic there for us. They have, while we're out filming, bottles of water, food. I mean, they want us to be skinny because we're walkers, but how can you be when you're getting all this food, you know? I mean, it's like they feed us so much stuff and so much water, and, I mean, they make sure they take care of you like you're, you know, their own family. And, you know, I mean, it's just been real fun, long days, and if you didn't, I don't know how you would survive with as long a days as you have on set. Sometimes you'll have a 10-hour day, and sometimes you may have a 16-hour day on set. It's very, very long.
How about you, Jeff?
What's that?
I said, how about you? Have you? How do you feel that the background talent has been treated overall in your experiences on set?
Oh, we've been treated great. There was one day that I played they had me for a dead shrapnel savior, so my call time wasn't like 4 o'clock in the morning that day. I actually got to go in at 12:15, and when I got there, they had asked me if I had eaten lunch yet, and I said no, and they said, well, we got a treat for you, and they actually let me eat the cast and crew lunch with all the cast and crew that day.
Was the food next level? Was it better than what the general walker would get?
For that day of filming, yes, because we were actually outside in a field somewhere, so the background lunches that day weren't as good as they usually are at the studio, So yes, when I got to eat the cast and crew lunch that day, it was like 5 stars.
Steven, have you had any strange fan interactions? I mean, you're one of the most recognizable guys I've ever seen, and your face is basically plastered everywhere in Sonoma. Has anybody recognized you, and have you had any kind of strange interactions?
Not really strange. For the most part, yeah, I mean, people recognize me, mostly just from, like, doing the media work and stuff like that. And, you know, through that, they, you know, at one point I've heard I was a savior in season 7. But, yeah, no, I ain't got really any crazy stories. As a matter of fact, most of the people I meet, you know, like I said, I'm just a fan, too. And we get along perfect. I mean, like I said, it's like a family. I've made tons of friends, friends that I talk to all the time. Friends that I see, you know, 3-4 times a year that are from all over. So, yeah, no, I can't think of anything that's really been crazy or anything like that. Most of the time, you know, I meet the people and we just get along.
How about you, Brandon?
I've had a few crazy interactions, mainly on Facebook, just some very strange messages sometimes. But all in all, no, man, I met some of my best friends up there, you know, me, Steven, you know, Jeff. We all hang out every time I go down, and, you know, we just cut up. We had a good time at Walker Stalker Con. We all hung out during the Halloween party. We'll be there again this year. I know I'll be there again Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Actually, I'll be down the whole weekend before, probably in Sonoy. Then during the week, I'll be somewhere around downtown Atlanta and then going over to Netherworld and, you know, back over to the Omni. I'll be there from, like, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, you know, we'll be around.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to try to make it myself. Hey, Lauren, the state of the show, let's talk about it a little bit. It's coming off its toughest season to date. I mean, it's declined in the ratings, obviously. But are you okay? Or are you a little worried about the direction of the show?
Fan-wise, I think they might drop a little bit, maybe, just because they're not going by the comics. But curiosity-wise, people might actually stay around for it, just because they want to see what happens to most of these, like, main characters that do stick around for it.
How about you, IG? Are you a little worried about the state of the show?
No, I'm not too worried about the state of the show yet. I'm waiting for some of these rumors that have been running around to show any real teeth, because I just think they're rumors. I think, as with a lot of things that happen in Hollywood, and especially things that become more popular, people are always looking for ways to bring it down. And I think one of the things they've done is somebody started a rumor that they're going to kill off Rick. And maybe they are. But, you know, they know how popular he is. They know Andrew Lincoln is a driving force in this show. I mean, it's his silhouette they put on the screen every time they're talking about The Walking Dead. I just hope that, you know, they are just rumors, because, I mean, that's what happens. I mean, it happened to Solo, where they put out all these rumors about how bad it was going to be, and I honestly thought it was great. You know, are there problems with The Walking Dead? Yeah, but there's problems with everything if you really start to look into it. I'm still pretty honestly faithful that the show's going to do just fine.
How about you, Jeff? Do you think that if Rick and Maggie do leave as rumored, who do you think is going to take the show by the horns and lead it into the next couple seasons?
That's a tough one. I would probably have to go with it. Have to be Jeffrey Dean Morgan, in my opinion. I think he would have to actually take the reins. I don't know if Daryl would be a lead role for the show, so I would have to definitely go with Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Well, it's rough there, because Norman is obviously the fan favorite. He's huge, and so is JDM, but JDM has the gift of gab. He can deliver those monologues like Rick. IG, which one would you prefer to see lead the show if all rumors come to be true?
Well, if I have to pick one or the other, honestly, at this point, it would probably be Rick. I think Maggie is at a point where, you know, the things that she brings to the show are so strong that it would be a shame to see her go. She's shown that strength of character. I mean, there was that thing in the very last episode of the last season where, you know, looked like they were plotting to kill Rick and Michonne and everybody. Maybe that was a poor character choice. That was one thing that even when we talked about our review that I didn't really buy into. I didn't like it. But if they just kind of retcon that out and move forward, I'm great. You know, if they're going to choose one or the other, I guess Maggie's the one I'd want to stay.
Steven, what has been the hardest death on the show for you so far? Which one just made you cringe?
Oh, let's see. I mean, Carl was definitely the most shocking. I like to think that I usually know what's going on. He was the most shocking because I had no idea that was coming. I got to go with Shiva. Shiva's the worst death that I saw because, I mean, I just hated seeing her go so fast. But I don't know. Yeah. Let's see. I had somebody else. Well, Abraham. I hated seeing Abraham go. Abraham was always one of my favorite characters. One of my favorite characters from the book, and I love Cutlet. Cutlet's and McDermott, they're two of my favorite guys to, you know, hang out with at Walker StalkerCon and stuff. I've hosted some panels that they've been a part of. It was a lot of fun. Well, I mean, I didn't host. I was actually doing the camera work and stuff like that. But Abraham was tough. I wanted to see him stick around for a little while. So I guess I would have to go with Abraham.
You know, and that was bittersweet, too, because him flashing that sign to Sasha, where nobody really picked up to, at least I didn't, and not many people did, or can admit that they picked up it till, you know, everybody got a hold of it and kind of dissected it. It was really rough to watch Abe go. I mean, he got a better death than he did in the comic book because he died senselessly in the comic book. It was just a random bolt to the eye. But Shiva was a little rough for me, and I don't want you guys to badmouth the show or hurt your position at all, but I really think that they could have done more with that. And I understand that it really put the strain on the budget doing the CGI tagger, but I would have preferred to see her like kind of fight her way out. It was very lazy. I mean, the horse in the first episode gave more of a fight than Shiva did at the end. And that was sad. I mean, give her the hero's death that she deserved. That at least that's what I believe. Jeff, what was your favorite episode so far of the show that you didn't appear in?
I would say it was 8:15 in the sanctuary. That was been my favorite one, and it was working with Brandon. I don't know if you want to ask Brandon what kept going on that day or not, but I'll let you ask him.
Go ahead, Brandon. Tell us.
Oh, man. Come on, Jeff. You going to put me in the spotlight like that, man? That's not even right.
I am.
No, me and me and Jeff, we always joke around. Jeff calls me all the time, and we're like, hey, man, are you working today? We're like, yeah, I'm working. And then as soon as we get there, we just see each other, and I run up and give him a twister. And then, you know, during the whole entire time, like, they end up moving me. I was actually standing almost right beside Jeff in the very front, and they were like, oh, we're going to pick six lucky people. And I was like, ooh, yeah, are you going to pick me? Yes, let's see what this part is for. Nope, bad for me. They picked me. I went up in the balcony. They put me up on the catwalk. So Jeff kept looking at me the whole entire time, like making faces, and we end up getting in like we're just flipping each other off back and forth and right between sets. So people are like, oh, are those guys mad at each other? And we're like, no, we're just friends, you know, we're just giving each other a middle finger back and forth across the studio.
It makes for some good entertainment all day for 15 hours.
Yeah, luckily for you guys, none of that got caught on camera, right?
No, none of that got caught on camera, but I have done a few hand gestures on camera as a walker just to see, but none of us made it.
Probably for the best. IG, what do you think has been your favorite episode of The Walking Dead so far?
Dude, that's a tough question. That battle at the end of season 8, I think, that you know, where they kind of got backstabbed by the scavengers and everybody kind of came together, and Shiva just jumped in, and JDM was freaking out. Oh my God, they got a tiger! I think that's my favorite so far. The finale of season 8. I enjoyed that one significantly.
Yeah, I think that was season 7, but that was, yeah. I mean, you got a little bit of everything in that scene. I mean, Maggie rushing in, and of course, Daryl's got to have the gun from the future. But, you know, Shiva making the big save as the bat's about to come down on Carl was pretty amazing. I mean, Ryan would call it convenient timing, but I loved it. I marked out for it. How about you, Lauren? What's been your favorite episode on the series?
My favorite episode, it's kind of sappy, but when they found out that, the baby wasn't dead.
Now, that was really good. I mean, they did that well. They sold that so well with the car seat. You know,
they did.
That
I cried.
They tore at your heart. Even though I think the baby is the worst thing in the zombie apocalypse that you could possibly have other than a gimp leg. I mean, yeah, unfortunately, they saddled Tyrese with carrying her for the rest of his God-given life. But, yeah, that was kind of great when they did bring her back, because you really did think that they kind of dropped the ball and forgot the baby in the car seat. Steven, if I was to give you any death on The Walking Dead, how would you like to go out? Whether it be Walker, Savior, hero, villain, how would you like to be killed on screen?
Ooh, let's see. About Lucille, that would be the coolest, I think. Yeah, to get taken out by Lucille.
A lot of people tend to agree with you, because I see a lot of those pictures with some of the cosplayers like the Notorious Negan or people with JDM in the set pictures at Walker Stalker kneeled in front of him while he has a bat over their heads. So I think a lot of people agree with you. How about you, Brandon?
Oh, man. It's kind of a tough one, you know. Either I just want to get run over by a car or just get my head cut off like with, by Michonne. That would be really cool.
IG, what do you think? How would you like to go out?
Old age surrounded by cookies. I'm just kidding. There's a lot of options, but all of them seem to be slow and painful most of the time. So whatever's quick and less painful and prevents me from coming back as a walker, just because, quite honestly, when your shoes get covered in blood, that's not fashionable enough for me. You got to have clean shoes. So got to kill me quick, probably a shot to the head. You know, the one time in a million that somebody on the show can actually shoot straight, I'll take that shot.
Steven, what would you say, jumping back a little bit, what would you say your favorite episode is?
Yeah, and I'm actually going to throw it back with this one. My favorite episode has to be Clear, where they went and found Morgan. That was just such
a... That was really good.
It was such a psychological... I don't know how to even put it. It was such a psychological episode. It went, deep into the mind state of almost everybody. The way it was shot, the music in that episode was great. The town that they shot it in, that's where I do most of my tours. Well, the bus tours, we stop there and we go inside of Morgan's apartment and we go to the Away With You All and the King County Cafe and all that stuff. And it just always bring that back to my mind that's my favorite episode. That's my favorite spot to visit as well. There was just something eerie, something, like I said, it was just psychological. I mean, it went deep into the psychic of the characters.
Oh, and it really showed the acting depth of Lenny James, which if you listen
exactly.
to the show, he's my favorite character by far. I mean, he really sold that. Every time Morgan takes that little trip through Crazy Town, it's a thing of art. You're actually seeing real honest to God acting there. Lenny James knows how to bring it every single time. All right, I'm going to go to all of you. Firstly, Lauren, what character, past or present, would you say you're most like in everyday life?
Most like? Probably Best. Just for the simple fact of being, country, I guess. I'm not sure. Country
can you
was
sing?
Not a badass. I can a little.
What's your?
Oh, no, thank you.
How about you, Jeff?
I would probably have to say Negan. I am more of a kind of mix the serious in with like the humor throughout the day. Some people might take it as I'm joking, but I'm actually serious kind of humor.
Gotcha. How about you, Bren?
Man, I'm going to say Merle because, you know, every time I work on a show, I get cast as a bad guy. You know, I kind of like a hunt, a fish, you know, backwoods kind of like he is, you know, just have a good old time. He likes to party, you know, that kind of way, you know. It's just he looks like he's having a good time. That was the episode where he died in was my most favorite episode and my most hated episode because I like his character so much, but it was so cool the way they shot it. And
it really,
that's who
it really was.
Compare myself.
I love how he kind of stood his ground. I love how he kind of stayed true to the fact that he's not going to beg anybody, that he was his own man. And Merle really went out on his own terms. That Rooker, I mean, he credits that for reviving his career. And even though it's kind of stumbled a little bit now after Guardians, Rooker is just phenomenal in everything I've ever seen him in. Even, I believe it was Days of Thunder he was in. I mean, everything that guy does is just gold. How about you, Steven? What character... How about you, Stephen? What character, past or present, reminds you of you in everyday life? Which one are you most like?
I don't know. I'd like to think a mixture of, like, Dale and Dwight. I can't really pick one. I don't know. I'm a pretty laid-back guy. I like to think I'm caring. I really like the character of Dale. I'd really like to think I'd do more like him. But also, like I said, Dwight's one of my favorite characters. At times I can be standoffish and quiet like him, so I say a mixture between those two.
Brandon, if I gave you a show right now that you could break in on, much like you have The Walking Dead, even if it's just for a background part, what show would it be?
Right now they're getting ready to start filming this new show, spinoff of The Originals and The Vampire Diaries called Legacies, and I really, really want to get on that show. I'm looking into getting to some, I want to do a more character mask, kind of like more Marvels. I want to do the prosthetics and anything involving that right now. I also really like the Purge movies. Some of the Purge movies are my favorite movies. I've tried to get on some of those. They're filming a Purge series in Louisiana right now I put in for. So, you know, I'm hoping to get on any of those.
How about you, IG? If there was a show that I could put you in right now, what show would it be?
Well, I actually had an answer to the last one, but I'll talk about this one. I guess, you know, even though I'm a Star Wars fan, it would likely probably be that new Star Trek Discovery, because until they start doing a live-action Star Wars show, I'll do anything I can to get in something sci-fi to try and set my place up to get in more sci-fi stuff. Me being a Star Wars fan, I am.
Let's run the question back. Well, who do you think you're the most like in real life?
Oh, actually, I think I'm most like Andrea because you hate me and I'm annoying and worthless. Lori Holden, we're out here for you. No, probably more like Glenn, honestly, because I'm just going to get things done. And sometimes I'm going to make it look easy while I'm doing it, but nobody else can do it.
You know, Steven's answer of Dale is really interesting, too, because I identify with that character, too, because, you know, at work, I suddenly become everybody's grandfather or father. You know, I'm the person they come to when they want to bitch about the day or bitch about work or, you know, and I talk them out of whatever stupid thing that they have planned and kind of send them on the way with a piece of hard candy. That, always keep hard candy, folks. That's what you need to do. Jeff, who have you met via the cast, whether it be on the show or at a con, that you completely was starstruck by?
Ooh, it would probably be my very first Walker Stalker I attended, and it was Alexandra Breckenridge.
She's a good one. I mean, and she's been in quite a bit. She's a good actress, and she's very personable. Out of all the ones that I've seen, I didn't actually get a chance to meet her. I like to kind of stand back and watch them interact with fans, and she's very good. I mean, she's very, very accommodating, very friendly, and always has a smile on her face. And that's a real good choice. How about you, Steven? I mean, I've seen you with pictures of different cast members on the tour or in town. Were you, have you been starstruck by anyone that you met so far?
These days, not really, but when I first met Norman Reedus at Wizard World in Atlanta in 2014, I believe, it might have been 2013. But when I met him for the first time, that was really my first time meeting anybody from the cast. And it was, well, no, I met Chandler Riggs right before that. He was actually in my, well, right outside my hometown in Chattanooga. He was real, real young then. But, yeah, when I met Norman Reedus for the first time, I was a bit starstruck. I was a bit nervous. I just kind of got in there and got my picture and got out. Now, since then, yeah, I mean, they're so personable. I haven't met anybody from the cast. That hasn't been awesome. Think of anybody at all. So, I mean, yeah, I'd have to say Norman Reedus probably the first time I met him.
For me personally, now, IG brought back my old feelings and just ripped the wound open with Laurie Holden because I have a beef with her. Maybe someday we'll squash it. But for me, it was definitely Lenny James, and he was the most friendly and the most accommodating. Andy was really, really, really nice, but it was a really quick encounter, so I didn't have a chance, you know, at really take it all in before I got ushered out. How about you, IG? Was there anybody when we were in Atlanta that you met that you stayed with you absolutely forever?
Well, the first one for that would have to be Rooker. I only got to meet him for a photo op, so it was really momentary, but he was, in that moment, was so grand and wonderful that I just can't say anything bad about him. He was so warm, just in literally a 30-second span. I felt like, you know, he wanted to be there and he was happy to meet me. So I really can't say anything bad about that. And then, what's his name with the mustache?
Stephen Ogg.
That's it, Stephen Ogg. What a guy, man. He talked to me for probably 10 minutes when I went through his booth. He was so great. I just could not say enough nice things about him. And, I mean, really everything he's done for the most part, he kind of plays a dirtbag. I mean, he does the voices in Grand Theft Auto. He's on Westworld. He just kind of plays kind of a jerk character, but he is such a nice guy. And that smile of his is so genuine, and he's got so much charisma. I was a pretty starstruck and pretty excited to meet both of them. Probably more Rooker than Stephen Ogg, but they're pretty close.
Yeah, I would definitely agree there. Both very great choices. All right, Lauren, I know you're a bit of a naysayer, so I'm going to send this over to you first. This afternoon, The Walking Dead's Twitter stated, "Don't believe everything you hear." What do you think was behind that?
Probably about Andy leaving, honestly.
Yeah, that was kind of odd because they didn't really, AMC hasn't said anything, Andy hasn't said anything, but the rumor just circulated and then it became true. How about you, Brandon? What do you think that meant?
Sometimes it's hard to read between the lines with that. I know, you know, with Fear, one of the main actors, you know, he wanted off the show. Not saying that this is happening right now, but, you know, I mean, it only takes one person to start a rumor. And once it goes around five times, then it goes 10, 20, 30, then it goes viral. So, you know, I mean, until I officially hear it from AMC or I officially hear it from the actor themselves, I mean, it's kind of hard to say that it's going to happen until you see it.
Yeah, it's probably one of the most talked about things that has ever happened, not happened yet on the show, but suddenly everybody believes it. IG, what do you think was behind that?
You know, that's a good question, you know, because it could be about Andy. It could be about Maggie. It could be about any number of things. It could be that somehow someone's spreading a rumor that Morgan's coming back to The Walking Dead, and he's bringing everybody from Fear with him. It's, you know, I hate to speculate and be proven so very, very wrong that I sometimes take anything like that with a grain of salt and wait till they actually say something that is real before I try and take any real speculation. But I hope that it's that both Andy and Maggie are going to be on the show for the foreseeable future. Because even if what was happening at the end of last season comes to some kind of fruition, that doesn't mean that either one of them has to die and that they can't work back out of whatever problems. That's been a recurring theme for our favorite superheroes that are without any superpowers thus far. So I think they can work their way through this, and I'm hoping that they're both on the show for a long time. I mean, we need to have some things that affect us. There need to be some deaths, but you really can't just start killing off frontline characters too quickly. They still need to be secondary, tertiary characters. You know, if you're killing off, I would hate to see him go, but Jerry, that works. It hits an emotional, but it's not going to kill the show. Please don't kill Jerry, though. Everybody needs Jerry.
I agree with that. So let's play a little bit of real and fake news. So I'm going to go to Steven and Jeff first. Steven, Rick leaving the show, real or fake news?
I hope it's not, but I think it may be real.
How about you, Jeff?
Ooh, I might have to piggyback off of Steven's off of that one. I pray every day it's fake news, but I hope it's not real news.
Lauren, how about Maggie? Maggie leaving the show, real or fake news?
I'm hoping it's fake news because she's become such a strong leader for, you know, the group and everything. And she's one of the people I would hate to see go.
Well, it's rough and this is what killed the show Deadwood. You get a couple seasons in, people start getting name recognition, other job offers, and they're going to want to be paid more for their time. And I've been saying since this whole thing started, pay her what she wants. She's a top-level actress in that spot. She may not be Meryl Streep. She may not be, you know, Hollywood-worthy as far as blockbuster films, but she's very good as Maggie. And I just don't think you can recast her. I don't think you can replace her. And I really honestly hope that it is fake news, but I have a feeling it's real. What do you think, Brandon? Do you think Lauren Cohen lives through the whole season?
Well, it's kind of hard to say, but I think it's going to be – I don't think she will. I think that, I know for a lot of those guys, you're looking at 6, 7, 8 years into the show, and, you know, they live overseas, and, you know, I know it's got to be tough on them flying back and forth. I know it's tough on me going from North Carolina to Georgia, you know, a handful of times a year. Not alone would it be going here to London back and forth, or – having to stay here, having to stay there and jump back and forth and have a family, have to, you know, take care of all your stuff in London, have to take care of all your stuff in Georgia. That's got to be taxing on people.
Absolutely. I mean, travel time, they are getting paid, you know, a pirate's salary to do this stuff, regardless of what they're complaining about. They're still making far more than we probably ever will in our lives. But being away from your family really has to weigh on you. I mean, I just don't understand why you don't relocate your family for the time that you're in America so you could be around them. I don't know how much harm that would do rather than the good of you not being there, being in a parental position. All right, Stephen, Chris Hardwick will be back as the host of The Talking Dead by the start of the season. Real or fake news?
Fake. I think I'm hoping that he will come back, but I think they'll have somebody else do it until all this gets resolved, or it doesn't, and they just keep doing it. I don't know, with him, you know, pulling all of his stuff from Nerdist and him not doing the talking with Chris anymore, I wouldn't see him carrying on with the Talking Dead with him. I don't want to put my stance out there on it because, you know, it's such a touchy subject.
Of course.
I hope he does bounce back.
Yeah, I mean, he's a likable guy, and you would hope that he does. What do you think, Jeff? Real or fake news? Will we be staring at Chris Hardwick's doe eyes by the time the season starts?
I want to say I hope that we will. You know, with all the stuff that keeps coming out, like Steven said, I'm not going to comment on it too much, you know, because there's, you know, there's a lot of different opinions and views. But I hope with all the new stuff that's come out with some of his other exes that it would be cleared up hopefully by October so he can be back on.
Lauren, Shane, and other past cast members will make their return this season. Real or fake? All right, we might have lost Lauren. IG, Shane and other cast members, past cast members, will make their return this season.
Fake news, my friend. It's not going to happen. Some of these people, especially like Shane, John Barenthal, have moved on to such other bigger and not necessarily better, but bigger things where they get leading roles like the Punisher and things like that. They're making it on their own. They might come back for like some time on a Talking Dead. When you bring people back like that, they're not going to be back on the show. So yeah, absolutely fake news.
What do you think, Lauren?
I'd have to agree with him on that one for the fake news on it.
Well, I would think what drove me crazy about the pictures of him trolling around town, and maybe Steven, you could shed some light on this too. I mean, wouldn't you want to keep that under wraps if you were going to have a character that died, you know, two or three or four seasons ago at this point, and you're going to bring him back even just for a flashback? Wouldn't you want tell him to stay out of town and stay low key?
Right. I think fake news too. They might do like a little bitty flashback with him, maybe, but. With so much stuff filming in Georgia, I was actually there that day. I did see them rush, you know, John Bernthal. They came out of the back of Nick and Norman's, and they all rushed to their car. And, you know, so they kind of were trying to hide. But then again, with so much stuff filming in Georgia, he could have been doing like a little part in something else, which I know he's filming Punisher right now in Brooklyn, but that's not to say he couldn't be down here doing a little something on something else. And if you were in town anyway, why wouldn't you want to go hang out, you know, in Sonoya with these people that you've been around all this time?
Yeah.
It's kind of a funny story. One of the pictures that got out, that was he's a friend of mine's son, picture of him in the car. Did you see that picture
okay.
that went around, the selfie?
Absolutely.
The car? Yeah. Yeah, he said, he told me, he works at the Woodbury shop. He's a funny kid. He said he walked by and they were in the car and they yelled Carl at him, that John Bernthal and Andrew Lincoln yelled Carl when he walked by because he looks a lot like Carl. So he ran over there and got a selfie. He said when he started to leave, he noticed Norman was laying down in the back seat. So I thought that was pretty funny.
That is pretty funny. IG, Norman Reedus takes the lead role and gets a significant pay bump. Real or fake news?
There might be a little bit of both. I think, you know, they want to keep him around, keep him happy. AMC's got him on that other show where he gets to go motorcycling around the world, but they're still going to pay him a little more money. Lead role, front-facing top guy, fake news. He doesn't have the charisma to carry, like we said earlier, the monologues and everything that somebody else does. That's going to have to be either a new character or Jeffrey Dean Morgan, most likely Jeffrey Dean Morgan. So, yeah, I think that's a mix of both.
I'm hoping it's fake news as well, not because I don't like Norman as a person or his character. I have some problems with, but I don't want him as the lead. I would much prefer JDM or Jerry or a stump. And that's nothing against Norman. I'm just not the biggest fan. Brandon, what do you think? Real or fake news?
I think it's going to be fake. I know they've got a lot of money invested in this guy. And he's a good guy. I know they got a lot of money invested. But, you know, you can't have one character, you know, just everybody following this one character. Because, you know, you got to think about it. You got to lead into the next. If this person dies off, you got to have somebody they're going to follow, you know. Say, I mean, whoever dives off next, you'll have several other actors that can follow. So I'm really interested in seeing who eventually, if they're going to end up casting like the Whisperers with Alpha and Beta, you know, I've heard, you know, several years ago, I've heard rumors that I guess I'm drawing a blank with the guy's name, but Sons of Anarchy, they're going to make him Beta. There was a rumor online about that. And if it's so, I'd like to see that.
Makes sense. Steven, this season will revolve more around fighting, or more, sorry, this season will revolve more around rebuilding than fighting. Real or fake news?
Real. I've seen this in action. Doing the tours all the time. I'm pretty sure it's going to show them actually rebuilding on the show. because a lot of times what I'll see when I'm in town, they're constantly adding stuff to Alexandria. As you saw, a lot of people saw the windmill they built, which is amazing to see in real life. It's huge and it does function. The thing is, though, is they'll film a little bit in Alexandria, and then the next day they'll be working on Alexandria. Then they'll film a little bit, then they'll work on Alexandria. And I think it's going to, you know what I mean, it's gradually building up while they're filming. So I believe they will be showing them rebuilding Alexandria.
Makes perfect sense. IG, this season will be the last season of the show. Real or fake news?
Ooh. You know, it could be the last season if they don't pay some people. If they don't keep at least one or the other of Maggie or Rick, it could be the last season, because they could, if they die too early in the season, they won't get renewed. But I'm going to hold my hopes together, because I love The Walking Dead, that it's fake news.
How about you, Lauren?
I really hope that it's going to be fake news, but yeah, like he said, if they don't, you know, pay some of them, or if they kill people, too many people off, too many of the main characters off, especially, it'll definitely be the last season.
And lastly, how about you, Jeff?
I would probably say it's going to be fake news, only because, you know, they have enough probably material to go on for the show for at least a couple more seasons, I would assume.
I would definitely hope so, but you just never have any idea what they're doing, what they have in the works. I mean, the show is still very profitable. I'm going to say it's fake news. I think we get at least a season 10 for closure. I just hope that The Walking Dead doesn't join all those lists that, you know, it should have ended when Andy left, because so many shows like News Radio ended like that. So let's not hope. Let's hope that that's not the case. Let's hope they finish strong, like Game of Thrones is headed towards, and we'll just have to all wait and see what happens. All right, Stephen, your parting shots. Where can everybody find you? What are you working on, and do you have anything to plug?
Let's see. Yeah, I stay busy a lot right now. Definitely I want to plug the Woodbury Shop and Nick and Norman. I do their social media, so anybody listening, all you guys, just go and give us likes, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter. Also, the Dead Connection, that's kind of my passion. That's a news outlet that we have. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Really, the best way to find it is to go on Facebook, and it'll direct you to the website. But, of course, give us a like while you're there. We do all kind of cool giveaways. I don't know if you've seen me share those. We do them every month. Yeah, we do them every month, and every one of them themed, and every one of them comes with a signed print that we got from Walker Stalker Con. So, I mean, we have, like, last month was a Rick Grimes giveaway, and it came with an Andrew Lincoln 8x10 autograph. And it came with, you know, just a prize pack of all different kind of Rick stuff, and we pick a different theme each time. The Dead Connection, that's kind of our little baby. I want to plug that first and foremost. And, of course, Atlanta Movie Tours, come take a tour with us. That's the best thing to tell you. You got to get down and take a tour. There's people, I mean, I'm amazed at how booked out our tours get. The bus tours are so much fun. If you don't want to spend as much time, the walking tours are only an hour, and they're not as expensive. But if you do order a bus tour ticket, if you put in SWEET as the promo code, it will save you a little bit of money. But I definitely recommend coming and taking a tour.
The guy has his own promo code. That is amazing. And listen, the Dead Connection is the premier Walking Dead website. If you need information about cons or how to survive, and it's ran by just amazing people who are diehard fans, and they're well-informed, and I'm there almost every single day checking out what's going on in the world of The Walking Dead. How about you, Brandon? Where can everybody find you, and what do you got going on?
Follow me on Facebook, Brandon B. Hardison. I've got an Instagram account, Captain Brandon Hardison. Also on Twitter. Right now I'm not really working on too much. I'm busy here in North Carolina working TV industry, and, you know, just trying to get on a few big shows right now. So, you know, like Steven said, Atlanta Movie Tours, you know, if you're down in Atlanta, go check those guys out. They're really good. towards the end of October, you know, when I'm down, I'll jump on the bus with them and, you know, share my experiences and, you know, and then I'll walk with Steven and, you know, and ride the bus along with Steven also. So we have a good time while we're down there.
How about you, Jeff? What do you got working on and where can people find you?
I'm not currently working on anything. I'm just trying to get situated here in Georgia. You can find me on Facebook. You can also find me on Instagram and Twitter. I would probably, same thing with Brandon and Steven, I'd recommend, you know, the Atlanta movie tour. I've done a couple with Steven, been on his bus tour and his walking tour. And definitely the Dead Connection, because I've actually won one of the giveaways. I won the Jeffrey Dean Morgan mega box that they had. I think it was last year or the year before that. I can't remember. Steven, do you remember?
Yeah, it was this past year, yeah.
Okay, I want to say it was last year, but yeah, I would definitely.
Also, if anybody wants to set any cons, you know, reach out to us.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean,
you'll find me at all the Walker Stalkers, because I work usually all the Walker Stalkers and some of the Heroes and Villains.
Okay, how about you, Lauren?
Definitely doing a plug-in for the Woodbury Shop and for Nick and Norman's. I go there every time I go to Sonoya. I do plan on doing the Atlanta movie tour next time we go down, hopefully in the next week or two. So that'll be fun. You can find me on Facebook, Snapchat, and Instagram. I have not figured out how to use Twitter, so if y'all have any suggestions on that, just tell me. currently not working on anything. But other than just the walking.
Don't you have Night School coming out?
Yeah, Night School is coming out. I think it's in September or October. And Boy Erased should also be coming around either September or October.
Well, guys, that pretty much wraps it up for us. IG, where can they find you?
Well, you can find me at CynicRadio.com for the most part. You can also find me on Facebook.com/CynicRadio. You can find me on Twitter, @CynicRadio, and on Instagram, @CynicRadio. We had a great time with our friends here tonight. It was a good time. You can also find us on tpublic.com/Cynic. Just see it. Okay, you can get your own Cynic Radio podcast gear, T-shirts, coffee cups, posters. You want it, they've got it. Head on over to tpublic.com, and you can get it all. Thanks again for listening. Remember to like, listen, and subscribe. Share with all your friends and family. And until next time, don't get captured.